is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summer Hoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Messer come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls with the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favorite team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet for 28. Woo, that was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders. He had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet. Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is another Division 7 District Championship game. Boys action from Pickwa's Garbrey Gym, Jackson Center, and Bodkins for the third time this year. It's the rubber match. Bodkins won the first one, 32-29. Jackson Center, the second clash, 58-47. Trojans come in 18-6 on the year. Jackson Center, 15-9. Bodkins nosed out Jackson Center by a game in the Shelby County League standings. Bodkins 8-4, Jackson Center 7-5. Jackson Center lost an overtime verdict very late in the campaign to Anna, and that dropped the Tigers to third and enabled Bodkins to capture second place in the SCAL. Very interesting game here today. Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Bodkins Jackson Center tipping in about 25, 26 minutes. And then at 5 o'clock, we've got the Fort Laramie girls in action against Mississinewa Valley. Airtime at 4:20. Girls D7 Regional Championship. We'll try to keep you apprised of other games going on this morning. You're right. A couple of contests began at 11, Anna Fort Recovery in a boys D6 regional semifinal at Troy, or I should say a district championship game at Troy, and Minster Delphin St. John's began at 11 at Lima Senior in a D6 Northwest district title game. I understand Minster's post player Albers unable to play in that contest. Tricky game to handicap here today, Chuck, between these two clubs, Jackson Center and Bodkins. Each team somewhat of an enigma over the course of the year. I don't think either one of these two teams has played their very best game of the campaign. We saw Bodkins perform well against Rushi. Gave the Raiders a run for their money, especially at Bodkins. Played them tight for three quarters at Rushi. Jackson Center didn't fare as well against the Raiders as Bodkins did. But pretty much even. Steven Dosick, 14, 15 points a game for Bodkins. Platfoot, 14, 15 a game for Jackson Center. The two leading scorers, 27 for Platfoot in the 11-point win to Jackson Center over the Trojans. If he pushes 20 here today, that might give Jackson Center the edge.
Well, he does. I mean, obviously, he has the edge in the center. They got Plyman. Plyman, physical kid, can try to body him up. They got to keep him. You can't let him catch the ball where he wants to. If you let him go to the spot and catch, you're in trouble. So you got to force him to go away from the block, go away. He likes to go out, catch the ball. He has a nice little 15-foot jumper. We'll shoot to three. But Bodkins knows what they got to do. Can they do it?
Yeah, Bodkins won 42-39, three-point triumph in the first meeting way back before Christmas on December 20th. Colin Dosick poured in 17 in that game to lead Bodkins. He's one of the keys for the Trojans. Both teams have got good support and scoring for their team leaders, Platfoot and Dosick. You just never know. Bodkins might get major output from Pitts at guard, Noah Top, extremely capable at a wing position. Jackson Center got maybe the best game of Kloffenstein's career so far this season in the previous contest here in the district tournament. And then you got Preston Sayer. He can line it up from behind the arc as well. So each team has got a mix of nice scores, good supporting cast for both Dosick and Platfoot. I got a feeling it's going to be played close to the vest. Each club is going to try and minimize the other team's offensive possessions. Defense will be extremely tight. The clubs know each other very, very well. Rubber match, third game. I think on offense, we will see discipline and patience to the hilt for four quarters.
When I watch a game, my first thing to think about is, if each team plays their best game, who's going to win? If each team plays their best game, I don't know who's going to win.
No, because
that's how even they are. So, yeah. You know, you just not turning the ball over, the things we talk about all the time. Rebounding, not giving second and third attempts, you know, at the other end. Not having live ball turnovers where they're scoring easily off of steals. Those are the things that are going to keep each team in the game if they can avoid them.
Yeah, if each club shoots 45 to 50%, makes a half a dozen 7-3s, and performs the way they are capable, this is a 52-52 overtime thriller.
I will take that. I am so ready. Now, the Lormie game last night was close, but boy, it was just not, it was sloppy. And this game, I just hope this is one where they're up and down the floor, both teams play well, and the best team wins. That will be fun.
Hey, what's at stake? A berth in the regional semifinal in the second game on Wednesday at Vidalia Butler, tip off at 8, versus Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, well, that Franklin Monroe is not going to be easy. I mean, that's better than if you were drawing Rushi. But Franklin Monroe's got some talent. The what's his name? The Falk young man, he is a player. He had nothing in the first half. He didn't force anything. Second half, he scored 18 and just controlled the basketball in the second half.
E.B. Fall was Fort Loramie's downfall.
He was.
And good ball game, though. Give the Redskins a lot of credit. 12-13 on the year. A lot better than anticipated. We've got more basketball for you here today. Bodkins Jackson Center upcoming. Tip in about 21, 22 minutes. Both teams on the court. Fans filing in. Lower bowl generating a lot of folks here at Pickwick's Garber Gymnasium. Second game this afternoon on the air at 4:20. Fort Loramie girls versus Mississinawa in a regional final and a berth to the state final four, which is somewhere next Friday for girls, for girls Division 7. Don't know the location. We do know the date. I believe it is next Friday when the D7 girls state semifinal would be played.
Make your plans early, but you don't know where you're going, so it makes it tough, doesn't it?
Exactly. I'm Jack with Chuck Moore in a few minutes. Bodkins Jackson Center District Championship here at Piqua on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, welcome back to Pickwish Garbrey Gym. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, Botkins Jackson Center upcoming. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, key building components for sure for Botkins. How three will Colin Dosick be able to roam? Will he knock in some trifectas, lead, and occasional fast break? For Jackson Center, Reed Platfoot in the middle. Likes to feel comfortable. Will he get down below the foul line? How uncomfortable will Colton Plyman of Botkins make it for Platfoot in the post? Key building components for today's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can offer you storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. We thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And gratitude to Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. That's 498-7282. For more info, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. Chuck, exploring common opponents, a little bit tricky, can be deceiving. Jackson Center won the more lopsided of the two meetings this year with Botkins by 11 on January 31st at the Tigers gym. But Jackson Center fell to New Bremen. Botkins beat New Bremen. Botkins beat Minster by 26 off night for the Wildcats. Jackson Center lost at Minster by 18. Jackson Center played Marion Local to a 5-point game. It was right down to the wire. Flyers thumped Botkins by 27. Botkins beat Anna twice. Jackson Center split with Anna. Both lost once to Fort Loramie. Botkins played Rushi to an 11-point game in the second meeting. Jackson Center lost to Rushi by 15 and by 21. All of the speculation means let's play for a third time and decide it.
Doesn't mean a thing, but this doesn't mean anything. You can look at that all day long and go, this is the way it should turn out.
Yep.
But it never does.
We'll return with more from here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym in a few minutes. I'm Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at High Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at High Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com and a participant in today's noon broadcast of Bodkins and Jackson Center. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie's gone local for you. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got Hunt Brothers Pizza. It's piping hot and delicious. Mahaffey Pies, you talk about variety. So many different flavors. Cream pies, fruit pies. Winners Meats, outstanding, top of the line. Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, too. The Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our news station that serves up piping hot coffee, plus a more varied selection of soft drinks as well. Stop by today. Check out all the new items at Schaefer Market, as well as your old favorites. Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Aaron Kloffenstein, head coach, Jackson Center, year number two. He was a varsity assistant for several seasons under head coach Scott Elkert. And just before Scott retired, he was the right-hand man for Scott. 2 years head coach, Aaron Kloffenstein. Phil Groves, Bodkins, year number four. And all the Trojans have done in the three previous seasons is average 19 wins, and a win today would be Bodkins' 19th of the campaign. Two extremely likable head coaches, and it's fun to interact with them leading up to games in which they play contests that we cover. Both teams back on the floor after being in the locker rooms for just a few minutes. Real good crowd here, Chuck. It's going to be noisy.
Boy, I'll tell you what. I wondered if a noon start wouldn't kind of hold things back a little bit. It's a good crowd.
Everybody wanted to get inside quickly. It's cold. It's cold out there.
It's not 60 anymore, no.
It's going to warm up inside Garbury Gym mighty fast. Thanks to Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane on scoresbroadcast.com, proud sponsor as well. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. The legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. A few minutes ago, you heard a commercial break from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. Hey, this is our 20th year on scoresbroadcast.com. 1,800 contests over 20 years have been covered by Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And LaCal Equipment was an originating partner, a founding sponsor back in 2006 and 7. Oh my gosh, we couldn't have gotten on the air without the help, the support, the assistance from LaCal, which is a continuing sponsor still today here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much, LaCal, which came to L.A., California, or I should say which came to Jackson Center from L.A., California, way back in 1983. Thanks for being a part of this community, West Central Ohio. LaCal Equipment, we owe you a lot of gratitude. Playing of the national anthem upcoming. We'll return shortly with starting lineups. Beginning of this game just around the corner. Jackson Center, the visiting team, wearing the dark. They are the opponent for Botkins on the scoreboard. Trojans wear white here today. Tigers and Trojans, rubber match of three this year between the two clubs from the Shelby County Athletic League here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Welcome back to Pickwick's Garbage, Jim. We've gone dark here for the introduction of the starters, so we'll take another break.
Somehow they know when you're going to try to read something.
Yep, we can't read our rosters. We've got no light at the moment. Third meeting between the two. Reed Blatfoot, a big indicator regarding the outcome of this game. He scored 27 in the second contest between the Trojans and Tigers. He led the way to a Jackson Center 11-point win. Botkins won the first outing by 3 behind Colin Dosick's 17. We're back in just a minute with the start, for sure, of this game. Botkins Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
He got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house for a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
He got to join with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values and our products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we have to go out and meet people face-to-face and still have to do business with a handshake.
Over that long cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We thank you, Petaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. We will style, you will smile after your visit to Petaway at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon, Petaway Styling Salon. Beautiful hair, beautiful care. We will take care of you at Petaway Styling Salon. Owner, stylist, Deb Gubo, additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling, Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Here are your starters for the home team on the board. Botkins Trojans, Colin Dosick at guard, 6 feet tall, a senior, 14 points a game. He's joined by Eli Pitts at 8 per outing, a 6 foot sophomore. Noah Topp, 7 a game, 6'2 senior to wing, along with James Steinke, 6 a game, 6'3 junior. And Colton Kleiman in the middle, 6'4 senior, 7 points per contest. For Jackson Center, Reed Blatfoot at the post. 6'7 senior, close to 15 a game. Lucas Heitkamp at a guard, 6 feet senior, 9 per outing. Preston Sayre at 10.5, a junior. He is 6'1. Dane Reese, a freshman, starts 6 feet tall. He is a ninth grader, as I noted. Carter Kloppenstein, 8 points a game, 6'3, and a junior, also in the opening five. No Cooper Hartle. He is not here today for Jackson Center, and Dane Reese, who was shaken up in a previous outing, is okay. Opening tip is won by Jackson Center, which gets a long three from the right corner. Was that Dane Reese?
It was. You were talking about him, so he thought he'd make a three.
Wow. Dane Reese, the Frosh, opens up the scoring. An unlikely tray for him from long distance. Botkins comes down the floor. Oh, it's a great pass by Dosik on the inside to Colton Kleiman. He couldn't get it to go. Point blank range. It hit the backboard. Caromed off the rim into the hands of Platfoot of Jackson Center. We've got a three ball from Reese to open up action. He shoots again. Got a screen in the right corner. Strong, no good. Weak side rebound. Kloffenstein missed it. Stick back by Reese off the mark, and Botkins has the board. 3-0 Tigers. We played a minute 10. Here's Dosik. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Hooks it back out to Kleiman. Deep left corner pass to Noah Top. On a weave to Dosik. He's making a spin move into the lane. Fumbled it. Pitched it to Top. His three ball high left is a beauty. Noah Top from downtown. We are tied up at 3. Eli Pitts and Noah Top scored 15 and 13 to lead Botkins in their recent victory in tournament play. Here's a steal. Botkins takes it away from Jackson Center in the paint area. And the Trojans have the ball forecourt to our left after the Jackson Center turnover. 2 minutes played, first quarter, tied at 3 apiece. Pitts with the ball outside the arc on the left. Gives it to Kleiman, 25 feet away, straight on. Top to Steinke, who posts up mid-range, 12 feet away. Left-hand pass hooked into the corner to Pitts. Pitts carves out space in the lane. Spin move, no good. Tipped up by Kleiman. Yes!
Wow.
Colton Kleiman batted the ball off the backboard right through.
He was behind the defender, too, when he knocked it in.
How about that? Nice play by Kleiman. Good awareness. Here's a drive into the lane to Jackson Center. It is Preston Sayre. Pitches to Kloffenstein on the arc. Punched in the air by Botkins and stolen. Here comes Pitts down the court. Leaves it for the trailer Top. He misses the three short. It hit the rim. Backboard came off into the lap of Platfoot. Platfoot tries to go coast to coast. Top of the circle. Foul line. Reach in foul against Botkins. It's common. And the Tigers will throw into the right of their basket, trailing 5-3. Colton Kleiman out. Tucker Holzkamp in for Botkins. Holzkamp, 6'1", a junior, averaging close to 4 points a game. Preston Sayre, 25 feet away, dribbling through the top of the circle. He would like to shake free for a three. Can't do it. There's penetration on the play by Heitkamp. He got below the foul line. A cluster of players, white jerseys, met him. Botkins takes it away. Driving hard down the floor. Noah Top. He barges to the hoop from the right corner. Pushed from behind while shooting. And Noah Top earns a couple free throws. Top quite active in this start for Botkins.
They came out playing incredibly just stinky defense in their semifinal game, and it has not changed. They are playing stingy. They're making everything Jackson do tough.
Free throw by Top is in. 6-3. Trojans lead. Airtight defense for Botkins during Jackson Center's last three visits down the floor. Second foul shot is strong. Jackson Center's got the board in the Tigers' 66-37 win over Mississinawa. Heitkamp and Preston Sayre had 15 points each. They combined for 5 threes. Another turnover, Jackson Center. Botkins has it again. Holzkamp out of the left corner. He bangs it in. A triple. Tucker Holzkamp entered the floor before that possession. When Botkins had the ball last, he's on the floor for 15, 20 seconds and buries a three. And Botkins is up 9-3. 9 straight points for the Trojans. Tigers get a timeout. 4 minutes gone, first quarter on scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, the Tigers have got to rev up their offense. Just one field goal in 4 minutes. Botkins has surged here at the outset, 9-3. Here's a good pass by Botkins. Sayre dumps it down inside the Kloffenstein. He's got fine position. Shot fake, and he attracts a two-shot foul. Nice play drawn up by head coach Aaron Kloffenstein during the break. Carter had 12 against Mississinewa Valley. Teammate Reed Blackwood at 13. As I noted, Sayre and Heitkamp at 15 each. And pumped home five trifectas between them. 9-4 on the foul shot that's made by Carter Kloffenstein. Second free throw in the air, and it is true as well. 9-5, Botkins in front, under four to play here in the first quarter. Rubber match between the two. They split the two regular season SCAL games. Steinke on the arc for Botkins. Dribbling. Uh-oh, too much dribbling. Reaching in as Heitkamp, he steals. For Jackson Center. He bolts down the floor. Pulls up. 15-footer. Tried to bank it. No. Rebound Botkins. To top. Who's available for three? It caught iron and landed in the lane. Push off on the rebound attempt. And it goes against Jackson Center. Two fouls each club here in the first quarter with 3:36 to go, and Botkins leading 9-5. Near the corner of the court on the baseline, Dosik throws in. He pitches it to Steinke. Steinke's got a finger on the ball. He's also on the sideline, and it's a miscue out of bounds to the Tigers. Jackson Center has a new face on the floor. We'll catch the five out there for you in a moment. Sayre inbounds in backcourt. Reed Platfoot's got to get the ball and become a factor.
He hasn't touched the ball on the offensive end yet.
Outside the arc, it's Heitkamp. Here is Platfoot, 25 feet away. Steps inside the arc as Reed. He gives up his dribble. Hands to a teammate, Kloffenstein. He roams through the lane. Flips up a runner while hustling toward the basket. It's short, no good. The rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Tigers. Trojans possession. 3:12 to go in the first. Botkins up 4. 9-5. Dane Reese had been out briefly for Jackson Center. He's back in. No Cooper Hartle today. 35 feet away with the ball. Dosik for Botkins. Down the right side to Pitts. Into the right corner, goes to Steinke, herky-jerky move into the paint. The southpaw shoots it up with the left hand. It's off the flange, no good. Scrum for the loose ball. Scrum continues. Jackson Center digs it off the hardwood. Here's a drive down the floor. Wow, what a play by Preston Sayre, as he had no chance to make that shot. Backhanded the ball over his head while going out of bounds. It hit the backboard. He took a shove from behind and gets two free throws. Awareness by Sayre to get to the stripe where he swishes the first one. And it's 9-6 in favor of Botkins. Jackson Center scored the first three. Botkins the next nine. Botkins led 9-3 at the halfway point of the first quarter. Both foul shots by Sayre on the money, and it's 9-7 as the Tigers have rattled off four in a row. 2.5 left, opening quarter. Here is Pitts. Pitts on a weave to Monnen, who's checked in now for Botkins. Will Monnen, 6-foot freshman, has it on the arc to Dosik. Little pick and roll with top. He dropped it, caught it, low on the left. Good shot fake. Up, shy of the mark. Good defense late, but flat foot. And the ball is popped out of bounds by Botkins.
A lot of people climbing up off the floor that time. I'm going to assume since there's at least three down there, it was a good no-call.
2:19 to go in the first quarter. Do these two teams know each other? Well, they know each other's every move. Defenses have been very physical, challenging. We expected that. Heitkamp on the bounce, top of the key for Jackson Center. Now to Sayre. Sayre against Monin. Here's a weave on the arc to a teammate. It's Brendan Sayre is on the floor now. Ball delivered to Blackfoot, mid-range, 15-footer. He scores. 9-9 tie. Botkins throws it away at midcourt. Blackfoot on the steal. Kleiman reaches in, and takes it right back. But he's called for a grab on the arm.
Yep, he did.
And Blackfoot trying to ignite the Tigers. He's even the score with a hoop. Then an interception by an alert Reed Blackfoot. 9-9 deadlock. Six straight for the Tigers. 1:44 to go here in the first quarter. Heitkamp to Blackfoot, 25 feet away. He roams around the arc. Hands it to Dane Reese. Straight away, Heitkamp. Good look from three-point land. Yes! Yes! Lucas Heitkamp, six-foot senior, drills it. And looking at the Tigers, who have reeled off 9 straight points. Botkins needs a timeout. 1:22 left in the first. 12-9 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, to say it's been a game of surges so far is an understatement. 3 points for Jackson Center to lead 3-0, then 9 by Botkins in a row. Then that was matched. 9 straight for the Tigers. Botkins, after the timeout, have the ball far into the court, trailing by 3. 1:09 to go here in the first. Trying to shake loose as Dosa gives it up to Steinke on the arc. He's got an opening down the left side of the lane. Blackfoot crammed it. Big block by Blackfoot. He kept it on the court of play. And Jackson Center retrieved it. 54 seconds left in the first. Heitkamp, right corner, gives it up on the play to Dane Reese, inside to Blackfoot. Ball swung left side of the court to the jump shooter. It is Gloffenstein. He hit the back flange. Bodies tumble for the rebound. Got a foul against Blackfoot, I think, for the Tigers. And Botkins will bring it down.
That's his second foul. And I saw the first one. I certainly didn't see that one. But if Kyle called it, it had to be right.
Foul number 2 on Reed Blackfoot. Oh, my goodness. He is still out there. Final half minute, first quarter of play. Botkins possession. Dosik 30 feet away, now 20 feet out. Gives it to Steinke. Ball rotated to Pitts. Pitts trying to navigate the lane. Gets down in there among a cluster of gray jerseys and lost the basketball. Defenses are reigning. Outstanding D that trip down. At Jackson Center against Botkins. Here's Sayre, top of the circle. Shot fake. Eludes the defender. Lets it go. It is off the back flange as time winds down and the quarter closes. 12-9 Jackson Center. Tigers on a 9-point streak here on ScorersBroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Check on the season, two leading scores for these two clubs, Flatfoot, Jackson Center, and Dosek for Botkins. How are they doing through the first 8 minutes?
Well, Flatfoot's got one basket for two. I don't think Collins taking a shot yet. He hadn't scored, but I don't think he's taking a shot.
And two fouls on Flatfoot. Top of the circle, Dosek for Botkins. Open player, Stanky. And he's got it. A three ball, Stanky. Oh, a good three steps beyond the three-point line as Dosek dribbled to the left of the key, flipped it behind him to Stanky after Collin attracted two defenders. Reach-in foul, top of the circle, Holes Camp against Flatfoot. It's Common. They just start play in the second quarter. 12-12 tie. Both teams shoot threes for the year at about 35%. That's pretty daggone good.
Well, both teams need to understand that they're calling touch fouls. You can't put your hand on them and try to steer them. And if you do, it's being called.
Here is Preston Sayre inbounding far side of the court on top to Heitkamp. Heitkamp against Pitts. Right corner, Reese. Now Heitkamp mid-post. He's got a smaller player on him. Turns with the left hand. It is off the rim, bouncing, no good. Rebound tied up, held ball. Arrow favors Jackson Center.
Good hustle.
Boy, these two teams are scrapping hard. 7:22 to go, second quarter. 12-12 tie. Here's a long three from distance there. Far side of the court, nearly out of bounds. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Botkins. Long pass up the floor. Intercepted by Kloppenstein of the Tigers, who get it right back. Both teams' defenses anticipating well. Right corner, Reese open for three for Jackson Center. Short, no good. Rebound batted in the corner of the floor. Trying to save it is Dosek for Botkins. It was touched on a fingertip by Reese of Jackson Center. Out of bounds to Botkins, which brings it down. Quickly firing a three. This Pitts out of his range from the right wing. Missed it badly. Rebound Tigers. Out of control. Dribbling in from the left corner. It is Kloppenstein who falls hard to the ground. Botkins managed to get a fist on the ball and drive it off the court of play.
He caught a foul on the outside. There was no foul there. He just slipped.
Inbounding the ball is Jackson Center. Ball lobbed ahead of the key to Flatfoot. Flatfoot hangs on. Now goes to Sayre. 6:34 to go, second quarter. 12-12 tie. Botkins just one field goal in the last 4 minutes. Heitkamp at the elbow on the right. Now to Flatfoot. Foul strike. Twisting, turning in the lane. He gets near the rim. And to prevent him from scoring, Botkins has got to latch on to the forearm of Flatfoot. He had a cripple, a baby shot right in front. Now he's got to earn it with two at the charity stripe. Game tied at a dozen. 6:21 to go in the second. Free throw, Flatfoot high in the air. Front rim, back rim. It bounces. It's good. 13-12. Jackson Center up one.
That's three team fouls already on Botkins here in the quarter.
The winner of this game gets Franklin Monroe in a regional semifinal, 8 o'clock at Butler on Wednesday. Second shot missed badly. Here's Colin Dosek on a drive down the floor. Dosek into the lane. He gets contact, arches it up, bounces, no. Rebound Jackson Center. Dosek still scoreless. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. 13-12 Tigers. Tight camp at the Piqua Indians logo at midcourt. Dribbles with the left. Goes into the corner. Goes baseline. Powers a shot up on the go against a strong Botkins defense. Missed it hard. Here comes Botkins down the court in a jiffy. Oh, what a drive. Brilliant play. It was Noah Topp who sprinted to the rim from the left side of the hardwood. He made a mad dash to the basket and tallied two to give Botkins a one-point lead, 14-13. Baseline right, flat foot for Jackson Center. 15-foot fadeaway. It is off the rim, high in the air. Steike's got the rebound down to Dosik. Gives it up to a teammate in the right corner. Three ball in the air by Monin. Yes! Will Monin. A trifecta. A run by Botkins, which leads by four. Back and forth we go. 17-13 Trojans. 3 minutes gone. Second quarter. Flat foot top of the circle. Weaves to Heitkamp. He slices down the lane. Loops it right corner to Dane Reese. Back to Heitkamp at the elbow. Now to Preston Sayre. He glides down the lane. Running one-hander. Oh, a dandy shot by Sayre. He threw it in while motoring right down the middle of the lane. Beautiful shot by Sayre. Timeout called. Botkins 17, Jackson Center 15. Late second quarter on Scores. Broadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We have 4 minutes, 45 seconds to go here in the second. It is 17-15 Trojans over the Tigers. Topsy-turvy game. Little surge by one team. A run by the other. They're alternating waves of points. Over guarding foul out of the arc as Steinke is flattened. Foul on the Tigers. Dane Reese picks it up. Three team fouls. Botkins here in the corner. That's number one on Jackson Center. Ball being inbounded below the rim by Botkins. Playmaker's top. He fires into the paint. Ball bobbled. Loose. Picked up by Steinke. Steinke to Dosik at midcourt. Dosik on the handoff to Pitts. Back to Dosik who dribbles. Dribbles some more. Gets instructions from head coach Phil Groves. Now Pitts. Here's Monin who's coming off a made three. Dosik, right corner, Steinke. Steinke fakes baseline, curves out space in the lane, power move, muscling up a six-footer, right in front, and scoring is Steinke. Four-point lead, Botkins. Steinke's become an offensive force for Botkins as the season has developed. Here is Jackson Center with the ball 25 feet away. Jackson Davis, 6'3 senior in. Here's Sayre behind the screen. Long one, 25-footer, in and out. Long rebound, Klopfenstein. Throws right corner to Brendan Sayre. Brendan hits Heitkamp. Back to Brendan, right corner, trifecta, hits the flange. Great rebound in the lane. Striding toward the rim, Klopfenstein tried to go up, underhanded, and drew a two-shot foul. Was that Klopfenstein or Plattfoot who got fouled, Chuck?
Klopfenstein.
Plattfoot momentarily on the bench, buying time. He's got two fouls. Free throw by Klopfenstein. Swish. 19-16. Botkins up three. Three and a half to go here in the second. Second free throw, Klopfenstein. Boy, these players are huffing, puffing. Strong young men. They're winded. But they've got a lot of pep in their step. This is one heck of a basketball game. I really thought this would be a regional semifinal. It's a district championship because of the way the draw went. Both free throws by Klopfenstein good. Here's Botkins entering the ball to top in the post. Top turn, squares up, banks, a seven-footer. hit the glass, the rim, sprayed away, rebounding foul over the back, Kleiman of Botkins, and he's got three.
That's his third.
And it is of the shooting variety because that's foul number five on Botkins in the quarter. The Trojans are over the limit. 19-17 Botkins. Jackson Center can tie with free throws here from Jackson Davis. It is good. The 6'3" senior nails it. 19-18 Botkins in front by one. Second shot for Jackson Davis. 1, 2, 3, 4 bounces. It looks good. And he hits again. It was perfect. 19-19 deadlock. We are even here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Dosich got the ball 30 feet away, now to top. Near side pass for Botkins. Ball up to Corey Koenig is in. Koenig hits a driver across the lane. Ball is caught by Steinke in big-time traffic. He's wedged in there. Managed to get the ball out of his hands. Release it to the rim. Was fouled while doing so. And he earns two at the stripe. And Steinke connects. 20-19 Botkins. First of two good by Steinke. 2:54 to go, third quarter. Both teams, Chuck, doing nice jobs getting to the line, penetrating, getting fouled while shooting. That one's missed by Steinke. Long rebound, Jackson Center. Sayre brings it down. Botkins up one. 2:40 left to go till halftime. Sayre stops his dribble. Left side pass to Offenstein. Oh, here comes the double team from Botkins, and it forces a spin move and a walk by Jackson Center. Well, I love the way these two teams are playing defense. They're putting on a clinic at the defensive end.
Well, that's what both teams are going to do to you. You better be strong and prepared when you have the basketball.
Dosick at midcourt for Botkins. He still has not scored, right, Chuck?
He's not scored. Neither has Pitts.
The two guards for Botkins without a point. Steinke's got the ball back to the basket. Now squares up 18 feet away. Steinke dribbling. Oh, wants to go down the right side of the lane. Bounced the ball off his sneaker. It's loose, and Jackson Center's got it.
He got too cute. He had a move, and he made it, and then he decided to do something fancy.
Preston Sayre on the baseline finds Davis open for three for Jackson Center. Short. Glanced off the front of the rim. Rebound Botkins. Dosick down the court. Botkins up one. DeMonin for three. Hit shy of the mark. Bodies hit the deck. Jackson Center's got two down. Botkins has got two down. Foul called in the paint area. And it goes against Botkins.
Two on Steinke now.
And that on the Trojans is team foul five in the quarter. And Jackson Center goes to the stripe. Jackson Center has gotten to the line twice as a result of five fouls on Botkins in the first quarter and again here in the second.
Yeah, well, Botkins had three fouls with 6 minutes to go in the quarter, so they were in trouble there.
Jackson Davis misses. He made one a moment ago, missed a second, and he's off the mark here. 20-19, Botkins, 1:53 left, second quarter. Second shot, Jackson Davis, got it. Well, we've played in this game a little better than 14 minutes, nothing decided. It's a 20-20 tie. Dosick to midcourt, he is scoreless. Maybe not for long, there he goes. He's got an opening. He sliced his way down the left side of the lane, navigated the rim, got the ball on the iron. He was chopped on the arm. Shot didn't go in, but Dosick has two free ones. Colin Dosick at the stripe shooting for his initial point of this game. And he hits. 21-20 Botkins. And Chuck, it may come down to the fourth quarter and who produces the last several-point run. It's a contest of surges so far.
Both teams playing exceptionally good defense.
Free throw, Dosick. Yes, sir. He's got a pair. First 2 points for Dosick. Reed, Platfoot back on the floor for Jackson Center. He has two fouls. Botkins up a bucket. Ball thrown to Platfoot near corner of the floor. He's double teamed and it's stolen. As Botkins anticipated the bounce pass to Platfoot and took it away. Goes at top of the circle. Gives it deep right side of the floor to Pitts. Pitts from long range. Count it. A trifecta. Eli Pitts, the sophomore guard, comes up big. Pitts and Dosa get the first points, lifting Botkins to a 25-20 lead. On the arc, it's Platfoot. Platfoot on the dribble, away from the action. Got a shoving foul against Botkins.
Yeah, Zimfer took two hands and threw him to the ground. I'm not sure what they're arguing about.
6'4 junior Owen Zimfer is checked in. He's got length. He was called away from the ball for a shove off. Here's the free throw by Jackson Center. It's missed. Second upcoming. 25-20 Botkins. Make it 25-21 in favor of Botkins. Is Jackson Center's Carter Kloffenstein. That's one of two at the stripe. 50 seconds to go, first half. Here's Dosik. Elbow on the left. He's inside the arc, and he swishes a 17-footer. Colin Dosik extends Botkins' lead to 27-21. That matches the 9-3 Botkins' lead early in the first quarter. 30 seconds to go, first half. Heitkamp 35 feet away. Heitkamp dribbling. Retreats toward midcourt. Picked up by Pitts. 23 to go, first half. Now Platfoot, mid-range, backs top down. Platfoot in the paint area, right in front of the rim. In and out. Tough break. Short shot, but Platfoot was dead center. It snapped away. 10 to go in the second. Long ball by Top, way short. Rebound to Platfoot, 4 to go in the half. Jackson Center's got to hurry. Heitkamp at midcourt, 1 second left. Heitkamp from 40 feet short. And Botkins is up 6. 27-21. Trojans over the Tigers at the break here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers' convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
And we welcome you back to Pickwick's Garbury Gym. Boys Division 7 District Championship. Botkins Jackson Center, great game, 27-21. Botkins in the lead with 6. Understand that with 2 minutes to go at Troy, the Anna boys are defeating Fort Recovery by 12. And Delphi St. John's has thumped Minster without Albers today by 20 in a district championship in the Northwest District in D7. Anna again up 12 in a D6 district championship game over Fort Recovery at Troy. And that would put Anna into the D6 regional semifinal against Tri-Village or Troy Christian. They play in the second game, the upcoming contest this afternoon at Troy. Halftime here on Scores Broadcast being brought to you by Schnipfel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, if you take a look at the team stats, you'd be surprised at the score. Jackson has a 14-8 rebounding advantage and 5-0 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 6 times. Botkins went to the free throw line 6 times and made 4. Jackson Center went 14 times and made 11, so they have a 7-point lead at the free throw line, a 5-rebound advantage offensively, and they trail by 6. Individual scoring for Jackson Center, they were led by Carter Kloffenstein with 5, all of his from the free throw line. They got 4 from Preston Sayre, then they got 3 from Heitkamp and Davis and Reese. And they scored 12 and 9. They have 21 at the half. On the other side for Botkins, they were led by Noah Topp with 6 and James Steinke with 6. Then they got 4 from Dosick, 3 from Pitts, 3 from Monin, 3 from Huelskamp, 2 from Colton Plyman. They scored 9 and 18, and they lead at 27-21 at the half.
Once again, Chuck, how many points for Platfoot so far?
Platfoot has 3, 1 basket.
One basket for Platfoot. He scored a total of 41 in the 2 regular season meetings, 27 in the Jackson Center victory, and 14 when Botkins beat Jackson Center, 52-49. Platfoot being held in check, handicapped by 2 personal fouls as well.
Well, that's not helping him, but boy, they're surrounding him with 3 people when he gets down close to the basket.
Yep.
And they're saying that somebody else needs to score, and so far they're not.
Halftime report being brought to you by Schnipfel Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, 27-21. Trojans at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipfel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipfel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipfel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipfel, the president of Schnipfel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipfel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipfel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipfel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipfel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Well, after about the fourth presentation of Sweet Caroline here at the Pickwick Garbury Gym, we return to our broadcast. 27-21, Botkins in the lead over Jackson Center. We're on the air thanks in part to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. More about Wisebridge in a moment. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Botkins possession up six. A chance to push the lead to 8 or 9. Colton Plyman back on the floor for Botkins. He's got three fouls. Reed Platfoot for Jackson Center with two fouls. Defends him. Top of the circle pitch for Botkins. He enters the lane. Dropped it off to Steinke on the arc. Steinke steps back and shoots the three. It glances off the flange. Rebound top. Baseline right. Pitches to a cutting pitch below the basket. No good, but a foul on Jackson Center. Very alert play there by the Botkins Trojans. A couple foul shots for Pitts. Both teams getting to the line frequently. It's missed by Pitts. Too hard. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Our services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning too. Make your next play call for financial wealth to Wisebridge, Russell Road in Sydney, 937-518-1776. Pitts hits the second shot. Jackson Center down by seven. Biggest spread in this game, 28-21 Botkins. Straight away with the ball at Sayre for Jackson Center. Hand off to Heitkamp. Good switching out on the arc by Botkins. Baseline right, Sayre carves out space in the lane. Dealt it to a teammate. And then the ball is fed to Kloffenstein right in front. Short shot converted. That was Dane Reese. My mistake, 32. Yeah,
and a great job of getting into the lane.
What a play
finding
by
him.
Yep, what a play by Reese. Sayre, nifty maneuver along the baseline, attracted two defenders. Jackson Center needed that goal badly. Here's a dribble drive. Pitts whistling his way down the left side of the lane. Probes the middle. He got into a mix of gray-shirted Tiger players and managed to trigger a foul call from the referee in the act of shooting. Pitts at the stripe once more. He's been there now twice already in the first 90 seconds of the third quarter. He makes the first one and pops home the second. And there's that seven-point lead restored again for Botkins at 30-23. Jackson Center brings it to the timeline. It is Heitkamp. Heitkamp handoff to Reese. Back to Heitkamp. They clear after him. He goes baseline left. Lucas in the lane. On the arc to Platfoot for a step back. Triple. Swish. Swish. Platfoot from downtown. 30-26. Jackson Center needed that three ball from Platfoot. Here's a long three. Pump in by Botkins. A beautiful shot for the Botkins Trojans. That was Dosik, his first trifecta of this game. What a counter. Fine response from Botkins. Back to a seven-point cushion. Twisting, turning in the lane, Heitkamp throws on the arc to the three-point shooter, Sayre. It's off to the left. Rebound baseline left. Botkins gets a hand on it, out of bounds to Jackson Center, which trails by seven. They've been down 30-23 and now 33-26. Ball inbounded below the rim. Open player Jackson Center caught the inbounds pass. They cloth inside and scored. And then Botkins tries to retaliate in a jiffy. Boy, is Pitts active here in the second half. Pitts roamed down the floor, got below the foul stripe. Blocking foul called against Jackson Center. Not in the act of shooting. Botkins will throw in baseline left of the rim. Leading by five, 33-28.
Well, Flatfoot had three at the half. He's got five here in the third quarter. They really need him to have a big quarter.
Looking to throw in is Botkins. On the arc to Dosik against Sayre. Foul line, spinning, double team. Ball shaken loose. Steinke's got it. Back to Dosik in the far corner. Dangerous cross-court pass to top. On the arc to Pitts. Pitts through the circle. Hand off behind him to Dosik against Sayre. It's quite a duel. Down to top, straight away, shot fake. Pulls up from 17. Front rim, backboard, no good. Fine defensive rebound by Platfoot. Platfoot racing down the floor for the Tigers, who trail by five. On the arc to Heitkamp. Open jump shooter from distance. A long one, Dane Reese, wide right. Rebound Jackson Center, no. Platfoot, yes. It's 6-7. He's putting his length to work. Platfoot with a big fielder right there. Stick back by him. Makes it 33-34 in a row for Jackson Center. Botkins' seven-point lead down to three. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Dosik 25 feet away. Top of the circle, foul line in the paint. Hits the trailer down the middle. Pitch back to Dosik. Got it for two. Well done play. The two guards for Botkins worked their magic. Timeout, Trojans, 35-30, Botkins, 4:20 left in the third on scores.broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, here in the third quarter, Chuck Platfoot making his presence felt. The guards for Botkins making an imprint on this game, too.
Well, Dosik has eight in the quarter when he had four at the half. Platfoot has seven in the quarter when he had three at the half.
So the two top scorers for the clubs, Botkins and Jackson Center, coming to the forefront in the second half of action. Dribble drive down the lane, Jackson Center. Heitkamp roams to the rim. He missed it. Rebound, yes. Platfoot again. Oh, is he making his mark on this game in the third quarter? Platfoot with a great stick back. It was actually a shot from 3 or 4 feet away, long rebound. at his apex. He fingertipped the ball in off the backboard and rim. He was fouled in the act. Missed the free throw, though. Quickly down the floor, Botkins underneath the basket. Pitts, he's caught in trouble. He lost it, tried to save it back in right to a Tiger player. 35-32, Botkins. Here comes Jackson center. Baseline right, it's Reese. Spins, ducks under. Good! Good! Oh, what a play. Nicely done by Reese. Botkins bit on the head fake. 35-34. Jackson center within one. A surge by the Tigers. Here is Dosik straight on to Steinke. A little mix up in the lane. Shoulder bumping going on. Foul Holzkamp of Botkins.
That's his fourth.
Jackson center gets it back. 35-34. Botkins, 3:29 to play here in the third. Offenses starting to assert themselves a little bit, Chuck.
Yeah, this has been a fun third quarter, that's for sure.
Heitkamp with the ball, 80 feet away for Jackson center. An opportunity for the Tigers to edge in front. Here's Blackfoot behind a screen, 26-footer out of his range, short. Long rebound, Tigers. Left corner, three, Jackson center. It is around the rim and off. Sayer couldn't get it to go. The board comes down to Botkins. Deep right corner, Monin shoots. It's short. Weak side rebound, Flatfoot for Jackson center. We're stuck at 35-34. Botkins, 2:50 left in the third. Flatfoot guarded by Playman. Reed, top of the circle, dribbling some more. Hand off long range to Sayre. Right side of the court, Heitkamp wants to go against Pitts. Baseline right to the rim. Fourth shot by Heitkamp. Good! Heitkamp took his defender to the rack and nailed it. And we are at 36-35. Jackson center up one. Wiping out the very brief 8-point lead by Botkins. It was at 7 at 33-26. Fine surge by the Tigers. Here's Plyman posting up in the lane. Fumbled the ball, threw it to Monin. Right corner, three ball, short. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Jackson. Centers Kloffenstein. Botkins with another crack at it. 2:07 left, third quarter. And the Tigers have managed to slide in front, 36-35. Monin below the basket, inbounds to Steinke. Steinke mid-post, 10 feet away. Spinning, twisting on Sayre, and he scores! Well done by Steinke. At southpaw, Steinke, tough to defend. He's got good spring in those legs. He extends those arms high on that short shot. He pumped it home, 37-36. Botkins back up one. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Dribbling some more. Heitkamp on top to Reese. Left side, Sayre. Sayre at the elbow on the left. Drives into the lane. He lost the ball. Botkins managed to get a fist on it and pounded the ball over the end line against the Piqua Indians' mat. Far wall into the court. Ball retained by Jackson center, which lobs it in out back to Flatfoot. Flatfoot goes to the foul line, fades, and missed a 15-footer. Rebound Botkins, thrown inbounds, saved to Plyman. 37-36, Botkins. Minute 22 to go in the third. Top fakes the three, nice into the lane. Pitches behind him to Dosik. Right back out to Noah Top, who drives on Flatfoot. Spinning, twisting, ducks under with the left hand. Couldn't get it to go. Wanted to draw the foul on Flatfoot, but instead Noah Top whistled for traveling.
Tried to take that extra step, and he slid that pivot foot. Good call by the official.
70 seconds to go here in the third. 37-36. Botkins up one. Oh, my goodness, Chuck. This ranks right up there with maybe the most competitive, tightly played game we've had all year long.
Well, this is exactly what we were hoping to see.
Here's Preston Sayre at midcourt. District Championship Boys D7. 1 minute to go, third quarter. 37-36. Botkins up one. 35 feet away, it's Heitkamp. Steps inside the arc. Goes baseline right to a teammate. It's Reese. Mid-post to Flatfoot. Back to the bucket. 2 men on him. Drops the ball baseline right to a cutter. Foul against Botkins. Away from the ball. Three team fouls each club here in the third. 44 seconds on the clock. Holtzkamp had been in, and he fouls out with his fifth. Holtzkamp out there for defense. Did make a three earlier in the contest. Picks up his fifth. Colton Kleiman back in. Here's a long three, right corner, Jackson center, short, off the mark, Messier, who hobbles down at the other end, gets back on defense. Botkins produced the rebound, and at midcourt, it's Dosik. Botkins up 137-36, 28 ticks to go, third quarter. Trojans will play for one. So Kleiman is out there on the floor with how many fouls for Botkins?
Kleiman's got three.
And Blackfoot's got how many for Jackson Center?
Two. Nobody has more than two for Jackson.
Blackfoot got two fairly early. Oh, here's a great cut by Kleiman. What a pass. What a pass. Dosik on a splendid assist. Kleiman on the finish. 2 seconds to go, third quarter. Midcourt Sayre. Here's a long one. A long one from 60. No. Third quarter's in the books. Botkins 39. Jackson Center 36. In a well-played, good scoring third quarter of action on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Again, a couple of score updates for you. Anna Boys defeated Fort Recovery by 8. Delta St. John's beat Minster without Albers by 20. Delta St. John's, D7, a victor, winning a district championship in the Northwest District in D7. Anna tops a Division VI district title by defeating Fort Recovery at Troy. Jackson Center starts the fourth quarter with Dane Reese. Shot faking on the arc, then putting up a 17-footer. Wide to the right. Long rebound to Sayre. Preston Sayre enters the lane. Loops it up on the run. It bounces. Bounces off. No good. Rebound of a Jackson Center thrown out of bounds in the corner.
He tried to bounce it off a Botkins player's leg, and he missed him and threw it out of bounds.
Tough break for Sayre. Shot was on the rim forever, and it plopped off of there. Wouldn't go down. Botkins with a three-point edge in the ball. Here's Dosik sprinting down the left side of the lane. That's Colin Dosik. Athletic play. He shoveled in the ball off the backboard from 7 or 8 feet away while making a mad dash down the left side of the paint. It kissed in off the window, and he was hacked on the arm. And one for Dosik. Free throw, swish. Botkins in the lead now by 6. 42-36. Brilliant play by Dosik. Dosik's got how many now, Chuck?
15.
7:16 to go in the game. Jackson Center with the ball. Heitkamp outside the arc to Sayre. Sayre gives it back to Heitkamp 25 feet away. He's not been heard from here lately. On top to Sayre. Good look from three-point land. It clanged off the rim. Good rebound. Steinke, left corner of the floor. He hits the deck. Fouled by Jackson Center. You look at the scoreboard. That's two team fouls on the Tigers here in the fourth. None on Botkins. You get to five. The other team shoots two.
They've only made two threes, and I would guess they're probably about 2 for 12.
The Tigers not finding the range from distance. Sayre needs to warm up. Here's Kleiman, baseline left for Botkins. On top to Dosik, picked up by Heitkamp. Near side to Pitts on the arc. Flatfoot manages the top of the defense for Jackson Center. Flatfoot now wandering around with Pitts. backing it out to midcourt is Dosik. 6:29 to go in the game. Dosik has the floor opened up for him. Dribble drive. He hurls one up, motoring to the basket. It's in and out, no good. Contact foul, far side of the basket, and it's ruled offensive on Dosik. That one was marginal.
He got a break because I think it was a block, not a charge.
Clearly looked like the defender was moving. Jackson Center says we'll take it. Shot was missed. I wasn't aware of who got the rebound. But could have been called a defensive foul. Shoot two. Instead, Jackson Center possession down six. That's a pretty critical call at that juncture. 6:14 to go. Fourth quarter. 6-point lead in favor of Botkins. Jackson Center's Heitkamp goes into Blackfoot. He touches it, backs his man down. The defender fell to the floor. Blackfoot has an easy path to the rim and banks it down. It was a baby three-footer right in front. A chippy for Blackfoot. Here is Dosik doing what he did before last trip. This time the defensive foul is called. I tell you what, just as Franklin Monroe put E.B. Fall on its back, and Fall carried Franklin Monroe to the win over Fort Loramie. Dosik is riding Botkins to a 5-point lead with a made free throw here. 43-38. Dosik really emerging in the second half. Both foul shots, but Dosik are on the money. 44-38. 6-point lead, Botkins. Dosik is really managing the ball. He's occupying it for a lot of seconds each trip down. Blackfoot dribbles up the floor. Stolen by Top. Stop, stole it. Poked to the rim. Shot fake. Blackfoot flew by. Top laid it through. Botkins matches its biggest lead, 8. What a pickpocket, the Top. Here's Jackson Center down the floor to Blackfoot on the arc. Dumps it left corner to Sayre. Sayre cuts through the lane area. Ball batted. Botkins chopped it loose. And here come the Trojans. Dosik to midcourt. Defensive foul. Jackson Davis, Jackson Center. That's the team's fourth. Botkins gaining momentum. Leading 46-38. 5:18 left to go here in the fourth quarter. I bet you didn't know the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and other states in the Midwestern part of the country. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on Scores Broadcast. Preston Sayre shaken up on that last scrum. He is off the court at the moment for Jackson Center, which is down 8. Botkins has the ball. Dosik, right corner, Pitts. Pitts unloads a quick three, hit the rim, no good. What a rebound! What a rebound! Basket by Colton Kleiman. Woo!
That's their first offensive rebound of the game. What a big one.
What a board by Kleiman. And then he hooked the ball around the body of Blackfoot and banked it in to give Botkins a 10-point lead. Here's Blackfoot, top of the circle, throws to the post, and it's stolen. Telegraph pass deflected away. Here comes Botkins to the timeline, up 10 with 4.5 to go. 48-38. Kleiman dribbling, head of the key. Handoff on the play to Pitts. Pitts swerves to the left side of the circle. Pitts has an opening. Starts it driving his Heitkamp. Heitkamp chokes him off. Now to Monin. Back to the basket foul line. Ball thrown to Dosik midcourt. Blackfoot guards Dosik. Dosik dribbling. 30 feet out. Looks for help. Tries to go to Monin on the back cut. And he pitched it wide. Out of bounds. Big turnover there. Jackson Center gets it back. Timeout called on the floor. 48-38 Botkins. 4:04 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we've had a technical foul called on the Jackson Center bench. 48-38 Botkins. Trojans emerging as a 10-point leader, momentum favoring Botkins. Defense for the Trojans has been supreme. It's been phenomenal. Throwing up a barricade around Platfoot, walling off other shooters from getting to the rim, and Jackson Center is not shooting the three ball very well. The two techs by Dosik are both good, and Botkins now has a commanding dozen-point cushion, 50-38, 4:04 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Dosik holds the ball at midcourt. Five team fouls in Jackson Center. Botkins is at the strike the rest of the game. Top of the circle, starts a drive. Flips it out back to Monin. Monin, the freshman, on the court with Plyman. Top, hits Dosik. Top, deep left corner. Botkins, no intent to shoot the three ball, even if it's open. Top receives the pass from Dosik near midcourt. Plyman comes out to catch at the Indians logo. Plyman holds the ball high. Pitches far side of the court to Pitts. Pitch to Dosik, 3:23 to go. Botkins in control now, up 50-38. Dosik retreating near the center line. Guarded by Heitkamp. Now to Monin, 35 feet away. Monin squeezes off a bounce pass to Plyman. It comes out top of the circle. Ball dealt to Pitts. Hooking foul called against Sayer of Jackson Center. 50-38, Botkins shooting Pitts. Two free throws for the Trojans. Team foul six on Jackson Center. Botkins has a big advantage now. Jackson Center in team foul trouble. Free throw by Pitts is good. And it's 51-38 Botkins. Boy, the Botkins guards have been splendid over the last half of this game. Second free throw by Pitts, up and in. 14-point lead, Botkins 52-38. Heitkamp, head of the key, fakes right, fakes left, gives it to Platfoot, 25 feet away. Reed on the weave, deals far right side to Sayer, back to Platfoot, climbing on him. Platfoot, step back, long one, 28-footer, got it. What a shot by Platfoot. Woo, NBA length. 52-41 in favor of Botkins. 2:30 left to go in the game. Jackson Center needed that one. Tigers hope that provides a spark. Overguarding foul on the arc. All Jackson Center can do now, Chuck, is foul.
Yep, they got to quit fouling Dosik and Pitts. I know that.
Noah top at the stripe with two. What is Botkins at the free throw line in this game? It's pretty daggone hot. I know that. Shot by top is no good.
14-18 now.
52-41 in favor of Botkins. It was 52-38. 10 seconds ago. That one missed long. Jackson Center gets what it wanted. A couple of misses by the Trojans at the stripe. Blackfoot across the center line. He lets it go from 32 feet wide right. Didn't hit the rim. Rebound down to Stanky. Foul Jackson Center from the backside. 52-41 in favor of Botkins with 2:14 to go. A parade to the stripe now for Botkins. If Botkins can finish this off, the Trojans will advance to a regional semifinal at 8 on Wednesday at Vidalia Butler against Franklin Monroe. What a game that will be, Chuck.
This will be a good one. Franklin Monroe got some talent.
Yep. First foul shot by Stanky, no good. Second one is good. 53-41, Botkins up a dozen. Here comes Jackson, center's flat-footed backcourt. Hand off to Heitkamp. Heitkamp head of the key against Pitts. Heitkamp pitches 25 feet away to the three-point shooter. Leaning into a bomb is Brendan Sayre, the freshman. It is off the flange. Long rebound kicks out to Dosik, and he starts zooming down the floor. A grab to Jackson Center. Dosik is a strike for two. A minute 57 to go here in this game. Botkins up 53-41. Fourth year for Phil Groves, head coach. Trojans averaging a little over 19 wins a year during Coach Groves' tenure. This is win number 19 here tonight. The free throw by Dosik is in. 54-41, Trojans. Anybody's game through three, but Botkins has excelled in the fourth. Superb fourth period for the Trojans. Dosik's got a couple foul shots right here. They go down, and it's 55-41. Heitkamp dribbles behind the back to Blackfoot. Blackfoot puts a hand into the chest of a Botkins defender, and it's ruled offensive. Botkins is going to win this game, very likely the double digits. Contest through three quarters was not that kind of a game. It was nip and tuck, surges both ways. Jackson Center had a few very short leads. Here's Dosik corralled at the timeline, but Jackson Davis with 1:36 to go, and Botkins in the lead by 14 points.
I just gained even more respect for Phil Grove because their student section was giving Flatfoot a horrible time, and he looked over at him and he told him to knock it off. That's a good coach.
That is a touch of class. Big time touch of class. Well done. Free throw by Dosik is up and it is in. Dosik once more. He nails a pair. 57-41, 16-point game. I tell you what, this contest, much, much closer through three.
He's 9-for-9 from the free-throw line in the fourth quarter.
Dribble drive, Jackson Center, a little teardrop in front, in and out, no good. Defensive foul, Botkins been a lid on it. Much of this night for Jackson Center, that shot was down below the rim somehow or other. It snapped out of there for Kloffenstein, wouldn't go down. His free throw, though, is good. 57-42, a minute 24 left here in the fourth.
Well, you know that Franklin Monroe's here watching this, and you know they're not sitting here going, oh, good, we get to play Botkins now.
Both foul shots, Carter Kloffenstein up and in. 57-43, Botkins, 80 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Here's Dosik down the floor to Plyman in the left corner, and Plyman is grabbed around the shoulder. Colton had an avenue there to the basket. He could have dribbled in 10 feet away and scored. He wisely held onto the ball. Jackson Center fouled. Plyman shoots two. 75 seconds to go. 57-43. Botkins. Shot by Colton Plyman. Line drive free throw is in. And it's 58-43. Trojans up 15. Second shot here for Plyman on the way. Off the back iron. Rebound Jackson Center. Rushi won last night. 83-45, I think, was the final. Might have been 85-43 over Cincinnati College Prep. So Rushi is in the top half of the D7 Regional. Plays a Columbus Central District champ, a Christian Academy program.
I hope they're better than the Christian program they sent over to play Fort Laramie in the regional semifinals.
That's the 6 o'clock game next Wednesday at Vidalia Butler. Flatfoot just missed the baseline, Jay. And the rebound was taken by Pitts of Botkins. He was yanked on the arm with a minute one to go. And the Trojans leading 59-43, extending this lead with free throws, 60-43. The lead approaches 20. Boy, it was a hard-fought, even-Steven game for three periods. Chuck, what was the score at the end of the third quarter?
39-36.
Yep, just a three-point contest. So a 14-point outburst by Botkins, which has out-totaled Jackson Center by 14. Make it a dozen on that driving layup there by the Tigers as a timeout is called with a minute left here in the fourth. 60-45, Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi began to establish its unique brand way back in 1986. Today, A&M serves 200-plus businesses across Ohio and many more in neighboring states. A&M Pallet pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place here in West Central Ohio to live, to work, to receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. The travel call on Botkins, a long three-pointer missed by Flatfoot of Jackson Center. Rebound kicks to the timeline. Fitz has got it. He darts the other way, and he's fouled as he took it into the paint with 40 seconds to go. And Jackson Center leading by a score of 60-45.
I think you can knock off the fouling because you don't have a 15-point play.
The free throw by Pitts is good. What's a 20 free throw shot by Botkins in the fourth?
16 of 20 in the fourth quarter.
Both foul shots up and in by Pitts. 62-45 Trojans. Jackson Center Tigers. Graduating seniors Lucas Heitkamp, Cooper Hartle, who is not here today, Jackson Davis, Reed Platfoot, and Cole Butler. Preston Stair returns. Dane Reese, only a freshman. Carter Kloffenstein, a junior. The nucleus there back next year for the Tigers. As Jackson Center in this game today loses on the season for the 10th time. 15-9 coming in was Jackson Center. Finished 7-5 in the SCAL. Triumph number 19 for Botkins. 18 seconds to go. Clock winding down. 62-45 Trojans. Jackson Center in the forecourt. Stolen by Botkins. Both teams have subbed freely. Final 10 seconds being counted down. Botkins fans on their feet. Trojans defeat Jackson Center. Great second half by Botkins, which pulled away in the fourth. Defense reigns supreme as Botkins handcuffed Jackson Center here today on Scores Broadcast. 62-45. Trojans are D7 district champs and earn a date with Franklin Monroe in game two on Wednesday at Vandalia Butler, the D7 boys regionals. Keep in mind, we've got more for you this afternoon on the air at 4:20. 5 o'clock tip, Fort Loramie versus Mississinewa in a girls Division 7 regional championship. Back with more from Garbery Gym in a moment. 62-45, Trojans over the Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Pickwick Garbery Gym. Jackson Center Tigers being presented the district runners-up trophy. Jackson Center beating the Botkins 62-45 as the Trojans won the rubber match here today by 17. Botkins won early in the year at home by 3. Then Jackson Center won by 11 at the Habitat of the Cat later on in the season in SCAL play, both home and away. You play 12 in the league. And then here in the tournament, game 3 of the 3-game series, Botkins with a great fourth quarter turns the tables in Jackson Center to win it going away to 17 at 62-45. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our fine underwriting sponsors. A lot of gratitude to F&M Bank. Thanks to F&M, which has been on board now for a year here on scoresbroadcast.com. F&M Bank with a variety of locations in the region. Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, and Urbana. You can ask about the Home Buyer Plus savings account at F&M Bank. If you're dreaming of owning a home, keep dreaming because the end is in sight. The F&M Ohio Home Buyer Plus savings account makes that dream much closer than you believe. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hardworking Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. As I said, visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus savings account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. That's fmbank.com. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Hardware being presented individually to the Jackson Center Tigers, who, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, graduate seniors Lucas Heitkamp, Cooper Hartle, Jackson Davis, Reed Platfoot, and Cole Butler. Very good careers for those athletes. Reed Platfoot, I think, finished number two, second in the Shelby County Player of the Year voting. He was second. Honor went to Braylon Cordonier of the Rushi Raiders. Reed Platfoot here today. Chuck had how many points?
Reed had 17.
17. Handicapped early on with a couple fouls. He helped the Jackson Center make a couple of spirited moves in that third quarter when the Tigers tried to advance their game. Defense reigned supreme. Botkins was outstanding defensively for four quarters. Jackson Center played stellar ball through two and a half or so. But the clubs know each other so well. Botkins certainly took advantage of that. Jackson Center simply did not shoot the three ball as well as the Tigers would have liked. Would they make two threes the entire game?
Two the entire game. And they were both in the first quarter when they had that little bit of a run. Flatfoot had a nice game. Nobody helped him enough. He just didn't get enough help.
Did Blackfoot make it three in the second?
Oh, that's right. They did have three. I forgot about his.
Yeah, Blackfoot knocked out a long NBA three.
You mean two threes. So we had four for the game. Sorry, I forgot about Blackfoot's two threes.
Yeah, he had a couple big threes in the second half. Four total threes by Jackson Center. A couple came late when the Tigers had fallen behind. The team district championship trophy presented to Botkins. Colin Dosick holds it high. Trojans prevail 62-45. Chuck, who do you have in mind for stars of this game?
Well, look at the scoring. We talked about it a little bit. 23 for Dosick on the Botkin side. They got 9 from Pitts. They got 8 each from Top and Steinke and 7 from Plyman. So they got a lot of help. They played really well. And I'm going to go, obviously, with Colin Dosick as my player. Clancy's player of the game on the other side. 17 for Platfoot, 7 for Heitkamp, 7 for Reese, and 7 for Kloppenstein. Preston Sayre had 2 free throws and a 2. Didn't make a 3 in the game. I'm going to go with Reed Platfoot as my Clancy's player of the game for the Red Tigers.
And what was Botkins in total from the stripe for the entire four quarters?
24 of 31.
24 of 31. Of course, a lot of those fouls were very much intentional down the stretch. So Botkins shot probably 10 or a dozen more free throws than it ordinarily might have. But boy, free throws can spell the difference for you in a tight game. And they help Botkins pull away to win by 17. This segment presented to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's sponsoring our star of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Welcome back to Pick with Garber, Jim, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. A final time before we advance on down to Vandalia Butler along I-75 for the game between Fort Loramie and Mississinewa Valley Girls D7 Regional Championship. As Botkins has beaten Jackson Center here for a district title, 62-45, and the cutting the net down ceremony well underway. Congrats to the Botkins Trojans. Chuck, an observation regarding experience. Colin Dosick, a senior. Noah Topp, a senior. Colton Plyman, a senior. Of course, the Plyman name well known in the program. These four young men have been around the program very closely now for the last 4 or 5 years. They saw Botkins win the state championship in 2021. Botkins went back to the regional in 2022. And Dosick and Topp and Plyman know what a grind it is. And I think this year's varsity Botkins team has benefited from the wealth of experience those three seniors have attained.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, they play so hard, and when you watch your seniors play that hard, you have no choice but to play that hard.
Yep.
Or you're going to have problems, and they do. And Pitts didn't score a lot today, but boy, I'll tell you what, that kid is hard-nosed, stanky. Even Huelskamp didn't get a lot of time because he got foul trouble, but he's another one. You don't even notice him out there if you're not watching him play defense. But he's just a banger, and they're going to be tough down in at Butler.
And Huelskamp, you mentioned, didn't play many minutes, absorbed some fouls, did foul out. He was in there to throw his body around. I think the one shot he took, he might have taken two, but one of them was a three, and he nailed it.
Yep. He's a good shooter.
That's the kind of day it was for Botkins. Jackson Center just could not find the range from behind the arc in this contest. I know that Heitkamp made a three early on. Sayre never made one, did he?
Did not.
Yep. And that certainly was a key difference in this contest. Botkins shot the ball a little bit better from the perimeter. And handcuffed Reed Platfoot long enough for Botkins to inch out in front late in the third, early in the fourth. And then pulled away at the free throw line down the stretch. On the air again this afternoon at 4:20 from Vandalia Butler, Fort Loramie Girls against Mississinewa. Anna Boys won by 8 over Fort Recovery. Delphi St. John's defeated Minster in a D7 district championship. Boys in the Northwest District. Anna advances on now to the Vandalia Butler Southwest Region in D6. And if memory serves me correctly, that's played Tuesday night. We'll be there. Anna will play either Tri-Village or its opponent, which has suddenly escaped me.
Troy Christian, if I'm not mistaken.
Or was it Troy Christian in the upper bracket against maybe Marion Local?
I don't remember. Troy Christian's at the top. I think that they've got...
Point to be made is the Tri-Village is the prohibitive favorite. in that other district title game, which is going on right now at Troy. And if Tri-Village wins, it's paired up with Anna, I believe, in the second game on Tuesday night at Vidalia Butler. In boys D6, Rushi won big last night against Cincinnati College Prep down at Milford, which, as I understand, wasn't a real appealing place to play.
Well, they're tearing down the gym here, which means that they could have played a Rushi district championship on this floor tonight, and there is absolutely no reason that they went to Milford. Yeah, I was kind of ragging on a couple of the coaches from Rushi saying, hey, I understand you guys are going to rebuild your gym to look like the Milford one. And I got some ha-ha's back.
Yeah, no reason in the world why there could not have been one, two, three district championships right here at Pickwick Garber Gym as opposed to one last night and one today at 12. How about today at noon and 3, something like that? For years, Cincinnati sectional winners went all the way up to Dayton to play district championship games at UD. Certainly there had to be something more northerly than Milford. It had to be someplace you could split the distance. South Dayton, Miamisburg, Springboro.
There's a lot of gyms. We talked about that last night. There are so many beautiful gyms between here and there to play it in a place that didn't have hot water in one of the locker rooms.
Incredible. That sums it up from here at Pickwick Garber Gym. There is no more district action. The tournament done for 2024-25. Botkins wins one district title, Franklin Monroe over Fort Loramie in the other one. Botkins knocks out Jackson Center here today. Rushi won last night down at Milford. Those three are joined Wednesday at Vidalia Butler by the Central District number 2 champ. And Rushi gets it in game 1 at Butler on Wednesday night. Airtime at 4:20 this afternoon. Fort Loramie girls in action against Mississinewa Valley. Thanks to our online listeners. Had a great crowd through three quarters. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Talk to you later on this afternoon as Botkins defeats Jackson Center for a district championship here today. Jack Kramer saying, talk to you later. Congrats to the Trojans on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.